we had a story in our news yesterday about a new report by KPMG for Wind Energy Ireland suggesting that there will be significant growth in the sector. 22% of rates income, for example, for Leitrim County Council now comes from wind farms. It's 8.6% in Donegal and 6.3% in Sligo. And the report says close to 2,000 more jobs would be added to the sector in the next decade, as Russell Smith of KPMG outlined.
Wind farms contributed circa 45 million. So this is a very important source of revenue. That is going to grow to over 100 million a year contribution to local authority rates. And these local authority rates are then providing the funding for all the services that the local authorities provide.
So all would seem good, but not as far as our next two guests are concerned. They're claiming that there are plans for up to 6 wind-related industrial developments in North Leitrim, all within a 30-kilometre distance of one another. Adrian Diamond of Drumahair is on the line, as is Joe Sheeran from Kilty Glauher. Good morning to you both. And thanks for joining us on the programme. Adrian, we talked to you a couple of months ago on the show. How do you react to that report saying that this is positive news for counties like Leitrim?
Well, our community are really in favour of combating climate change, and we're really aware of things. But we're actually shocked to think that Leitrim, North Leitrim, really unspoilt North Leitrim, is under threat for these large wind developments, industrial developments. All these proposed turbines, they're all industrial scale. They're monsters. They're three times or four times larger than the original turbines that came into Leitrim. They're taller than Truscmore Aerial on King's Mountains, and there would be 20, there'd be lots of them, and they'd be white and moving, and they'd be seen from many counties around. And then we as a community are concerned when Quilch told us that in relation to the proposed Crow wind farm, that the electricity generated from these turbines is 33% capacity. When there's no wind, they don't work, they don't produce electricity. When there's too much wind, they have to turn them off, turn them down. The bottom line is that these turbines are not efficient. They don't do what they promise. They're also not suitable for a landscape. The Shas Mountain landslide, there's proposed 2 developments in the plans for over within 2 kilometres of that landslide. And this is Drumlin land that we live in. It's beautiful land. But it's just the turbines aren't suitable here.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have recourse to the planning system, and you can object at planning level, which I'm sure you have done or are going to do.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We'd like to call on Leitrim County Council to think about tourism as a source of rates. They already have, 22% of rates, which I think is the highest of all the counties within Ireland.
But can tourism revenue bring in that sort of money that gentleman was talking about?
Yeah, tourism revenue is a ripple effect. And last year, Irish people were discovering Leitrim. There's so much money being put into Leitrim with the different developments, slow adventure. It's been branded as ecotourism. People are delighted, especially all over Leitrim. But we work in North Leitrim, and we've got a tourist activity business. And over and over, we heard that they are delighted with the unspoiled landscape. And we're worried that will all get spoiled. So also the person yesterday from the wind industry, he claimed that there are jobs with this. Now, Quilche in relation...
A lot of them, significant numbers of jobs, which Leitrim needs, as you know, Adrian.
Well, in relation to the Crow wind farm, proposed Crow wind farm near us, Quilche told us that during construction, there would be 40 jobs. And then long term, there would be 2 jobs. Now that's not sustainable employment. While if you look at tourism, that's fantastic. You've got it's real sustainability in employment ripple effect throughout. You'd get more shops, the communities would be more alive. In Manor Hamilton, you'd have all the shops would be busy with cafes, different things like that, in Carrick as well. So the rates could come in another way, and the rates are high. You know, so we really appeal to Leitrim County Council not just to consider the money, and that we have our fair share of turbines in Leitrim already.
All right, let's bring in Joe Sheeran from Kilty Clogher. Your problem and your difficulty, Joe, and those of significant numbers of people in that area has to do with Lisnagrow Wind Farm project. What's involved here and why are you so opposed to it?
That's correct, Dan. In Kilty Clogher and the surrounding area of North Leitrim, it's proposed to build 20 of these turbines, and they're going to be 185 metres high, which are the highest turbines in Ireland, way above what you've got so far. And the area that they're going to be built is mainly an area under Doe Mountain and in areas where the land is bog land, and it's completely not suitable for putting wind farms. As you've heard there, it's going to be detrimental on the tourism industry. It's going to have a big effect on the habitats of the birds, and particularly on that site, golden eagles and hen harriers nest, as it is large numbers of bats, so it will affect these animals. The other effect locally is the noise and the view of the turbines.
Okay, we've played the clip, and I don't want to repeat what he said again, but the implication is that this is financially a huge boost for County Leitrim, these developments, and for your particular area in terms of rates, income and jobs and so forth, Joe. Do you see any advantage at all with these plans?
Well, it's exactly as you said there. This is somebody talking from a financial bank background. But we've spent the last year sitting in our houses, not being able to get out. People who think of going on holidays up to this would have said, well, I'm going to England, I'm going abroad for the holiday. Now they couldn't go within 5 miles of their house. At the moment, they're restricted within the local county. So that means people in Leitrim will be able to experience what the countryside and the landscape is around us. And when you talk about the large number of jobs being produced, he said over a number of years, well, tourism is an immediate production of jobs, and it's not just a financial gain. Yeah, he mentioned the percentage of income that Leitrim County Council will get. Well, the Leitrim County has had its 20% of the county is planted. That's part of our problem. And the intensive farming is being blamed for greenhouse gases. Well, greenhouse gases in Leitrim, they're non-effective. It's creature property, and planting is the cause of it.
Okay. All right. You say, Adrian, that there are six such developments within a short area, space of one another in North Leitrim. Where are they at the moment, and where is the objection process at the moment?
Yeah, okay. So there's three near Drumcairn, Tony Lee, and on the Bullybrack Mountain, and that's Tullamore Moyle. So within that mountain, where there's already 15 turbines, there's proposed for 8 more in 2 separate developments. And I said, as I said before, really concerning, and there was about the landslide that was there, the Shasta Mountain, and there was a report written on that landslide which said that land there was at high risk of more landslides. And these two developments are either side of that, where that landslide was. So that's of great concern. That's Tullamore Moyle. That's going to planning at Leitrim County Council on the 2nd of May. And I think I have the planning number here. Yeah, the planning number is 2157. So if anybody, we'd appeal to people to contact us. We'll give you details and put you in contact with the local people.
But
can I say something else there when you're talking about planning? project that this is involved has nothing to do with local planning. It's seen as a major infrastructure, and the whether it will be built or not is going to be decided by Board Planála, and that takes it out of the hands of the local people and the politicians. And it's particularly, it's designed to be like that because they know that the ordinary people are completely opposed to them.
All right, okay. A final question to you both. The suggestion that the rising tide, that's quite an awful phrase, the rising tide lifts all boats, that if investment like this takes place in County Leitrim, that it will boost tourism and it will boost the lives of everybody in general. And it's a small, I don't know if you consider it a small price to pay, but it is a relatively small price to pay.
In the area of Leitrim, sorry for cutting across, but in the area around here, tourism is people walking. Tourism is people going into villages and towns and enjoying the heritage sites. And when you have people moving like that, you have income moving in the local area. When you're talking about building wind turbines, if you're going to produce jobs, these are people who've got high degrees when it comes to education. But it's not the ordinary people who are going to benefit from it. Mm. And if you talk about it's going to help our electricity bills, have a good look at your electricity bill and you'll realise that you're actually paying extra money to build these wind farms. And the government are subsidising the companies.
Okay.
And a lot of Cuilte land has been sold over to private industry when it comes to the production and usage of turbines.
Okay, same question to you, Adrian. That it could be a win-win situation.
No. It's very problematic. These giant wind turbines, they're not efficient. They don't do what they say, what they promise. They're not suitable for our landscape because of risk of landslides and loss of biodiversity. And they're not actually as green as they look. Within the manufacture, transportation and construction and deconstruction of the turbines, it creates an enormous carbon footprint. And that, when that's assessed, they do very little to reduce carbon emissions.
Okay.
So I'd say that's too high a price to pay. And when we lose our unspoilt landscape, it's gone.